The doctor's office that I have gone to over the past 10 years has closed. Other than being a hassle, this means I have to establish a new relationship with another doctor. And to do this will require a full physical. Having a full physical by a new doctor is probably a good idea. My annual checkups over the past few years have been much less thorough than they used to be. The new doctor will examine me with fresh eyes and a new perspective. I know we need fresh perspectives in our lives to stay healthy, but I'm not looking forward to the new patient examination. I mean, I don't really mind the exam itself. It is what it is. What I'm not so excited about is what that examination might reveal. I know it could be all good news. I've lost some weight recently, so maybe that will be fine. I've cut out most red meat in my diet and been watching my salt intake, so maybe my cholesterol and blood pressure will be good too. I really have been intentional about things, so maybe after the results come back, everything will stay exactly the same. Maybe I'll get a good bill of health and not have to change anything in my everyday routine in my life. However, once the results of my exam come in, they may reveal the need to make all kinds of changes. Changes I don't really want to make. No one wants to hear that the choices they are making are slowly hurting them, slowly draining the life from them. Though for some, negative test results may not be a surprise at all. Some know good and well the choices they are making are not healthy. They just don't have the motivation to change. Looking down the road to possibly having a poor quality of life, now, for some, it might be worth the gamble. Scriptures tell us that out of the four gospel traditions, it is Luke that is the physician. However, today's checkup is brought to you by the Gospel of Mark. As I look at this gospel, there are a variety of characters or groups of characters. Each one gives a different perspective into humanity. There should be no judgment in this checkup, and only you will know your results. The important thing is to be honest with yourself, because God already knows our current state of health. So, it's time to begin. In reflecting on the different people in today's gospel, who do you relate to the most? Well, we start off with Jesus. He had just gotten back from spending time with the Gentiles, and while there, healed a legion of demons. Jesus is one who listens to the cry of the oppressed. He made himself available to people in need. He rebelled against society and his religious traditions when they didn't reflect God's love. He touched and healed the outcasts, the sick, the lame, and even raised the dead. He prayed regularly. He fed the hungry, loved the little children, and was willing to sacrifice his life to change the world. Maybe we are part of the great crowd that gathered around Jesus and pressed in on him. What would draw us there? Have we been listening to the stories that are being told by Jesus? Is that drawing us? Are we one who's being drawn in? Do we gather around him sometimes because just of curiosity, maybe? Because we believe the stories? Maybe you don't really believe the stories that you're hearing about Jesus and how Jesus is revealing God's love to us, and how then, once we receive that love, how we are to respond in that love. But maybe we gather around just in case Jesus is right. What about the hemorrhaging woman? Are you like her? I mean, her life, for 12 years, she was hemorrhaging. She would have been beyond outcast. I mean, she couldn't, if she sat down on the bench, nobody could sit down there after her. That's how much of the plague that she had, that she was, that she was so repulsive to everybody. Living your life for 12 years in total disarray, total loneliness. Maybe your life resembles in some way that. But something in your life, either you're drawing yourself away or others are pushing you away. Or the way you're treated makes you feel like her. She's the one that had so much faith. That is, she knew in her heart, because of knowing God's love, that she only had to touch Jesus' cloak to be healed. Maybe you relate to her. Are you one of the leaders in the synagogue? I mean, they would cling to old understandings and old traditions, believing the only way to a better relationship with God is to follow rules that were designed for a culture that was dead, that was long dead, long gone. Do you fear Jesus like those in the synagogue? Because if you believe him and you follow him, you will lose the power that you hold over other people. You'll lose your status. Do you secretly in your heart plot against others who don't believe exactly the same things you do? Or maybe you're not secretly in your heart. Maybe you're gathering with other people who are all like-minded like you and plotting against people who think differently. Yep, the leaders of the synagogue. Maybe you're like the leader of the synagogue whose name was Jairus. Because not all leaders of the synagogue are the same, right? Jairus was, at that point, wrapped up in his tradition, faithful, so he was like other leaders in the synagogue. Until he needed something that his status couldn't get him. So are you like Jairus? Does it take a high level of personal desperation to get you to change your mind and risk everything to save someone you love? This isn't necessarily a negative thing. Jairus is certainly not alone. This is a very common thing where it's left over there, that thing or whatever it is, until it becomes personal. And then we get locked in so much that we'll risk everything to bring healing to that. Like Jairus, do you surrender yourself at the feet of Jesus? Do you listen to Jesus, even, like for him, when he was told that it was too late? He still listened to Jesus. Are you like the little daughter who was at the point of death? Are you lost and afraid, like someone who's sick and those around you can't help at all? Are you like the physician who was frustrated because they couldn't help someone live? Or, as we heard about resources being drained today in the gospel, are you like a physician who does just that? Drains their patients' bank accounts, or whatever the case may be, trying to seek a solution. Sometimes there's just not an easy answer. Are you like Jesus' disciples who continually mess up and can't see the whole picture? Do you question the words of Jesus like today? How could you even tell who touched you? Question it because Not everything can be proven scientifically. There's this realm of spirit and faith. Do you find yourself being one who spreads bad news? Don't even bother the teacher anymore. She's dead. Maybe you're one who even likes spreading bad news just a little too much. Are you like Peter, James, and John? Let's pull them out of the whole disciples and things, because they're a little different, because they are ones who over and over again get invited to the front row to witness the power of God's love. Are you one who denies Jesus and hides out when times get hard? Are you one, on the flip side, who is willing to be there at the foot of the cross? In the end, like many, will your heart be transformed by God's love, that you too will spread that love, even at the risk of death, crucifixion, and maybe, just maybe, you don't feel worthy enough to be crucified like Jesus, so you ask to be crucified upside down. Are you someone who weeps and wails when things don't go your way? And then, when Jesus does show up, you're not in tune enough with Jesus being there that you laugh at him? Are you like the mother who, in such pain and sorrow, was there so paralyzed she didn't even have a word? She was just there. Okay, you made it. Your Christian exam for the day is over. But like with any checkup, the results of some tests are instantaneous. You don't have to wait for the results of your blood pressure cuff, but other results take time. They need to be looked at more closely and maybe even require some real interpretation. The hope is that those results will reveal themselves as you move forward. I'm pretty sure that none of our results are going to be revealed to the level of Jesus. So we're going to have some choices to make. We can choose to follow the words of the ultimate physician, our great high priest, or we can make the choice to keep doing what we're doing and thinking it's okay, thinking it's enough. Either way, it's our choice. But remember, one choice will heal us and give us a holy quality of life, both now in this kingdom and the next. Amen.